Now, having developed the characterization we have shown in the previous pages, we can now describe a bisection algorithm. This is by all means not the optimal one, but this is probably the simplest one to implement. It's conceptually very simple. We can do a bisection search. The way we're going to do this is using characterization that the norm of G less than gamma if and only if H doesn't have any argument, it's only imaginary axis. So what are we going to do? We're going to pick up the upper bound and lower bound. Okay. So in particular, we can take lower bound to be 0. Obviously, we know the norm is going to be greater than equal to 0. Okay. And we can pick up a very, very large number for what we estimate to be a upper bound of the H infinity norm or L infinity norm. Now, there are also other ways of estimating that, but really, most of the time, we really don't need that. We can just pick up a sufficient large number as the upper bound. Of course, we can also modify it if it doesn't, if it fails, and then we can increase the upper bound and so on. So just pick up any values as a lower bound, upper bound. And the first step we're going to do is, well, if the upper bound and lower bound are close enough, then of course we don't need to do anything. Okay, we got a decent estimate already. Otherwise, we're going to go by bisection. The bisection is we take the median value of this upper bound and lower bound. So we set a gamma equal to half of the gamma lower bound plus gamma upper bound. Then we're going to test this gamma, if this gamma actually is an upper bound of the H infinity norm or L infinity norm of the trans matrix by way of calculating the eigenvalues of H for that gamma. Because by the characterization we have shown in the previous pages, we know that if H has an eigenvalue on the imaginary axis, then it means the gamma is a lower bound, it's not an upper bound, okay? It's not greater than the L infinity norm of G. So we can set this new gamma as the lower bound. Now, if H does not have any eigenvalues on the imaginary axis, then it means the upper bound indeed holds. That means that this gamma is indeed upper bound of the trans matrix. So then we can set the upper bound to this new value. Okay? Then we'll go back. Okay? Go back. To keep this process repeating. Okay? Until we see that the upper bound and lower bound are close enough, then we stop. Then we get the accurate, or as accurate as possible solution you want it. So the key thing is what accuracy you will need. You can keep iterating. So this process will give you exactly what accuracy of H infinity norm you want to compute. And this is probably the most standard way of computing H infinity norm these days. Because this is fairly, it can do it fairly fast and straightforward. Now we also know that for all the rest of our discussion, we can actually assume gamma equal to 1, that the H infinity norm is less than 1, because what we can do is always scale the trans matrix by gamma, then we end up with a problem with less than gamma, or less than 1. So in a lot of presentation in the sequence, so what are we going to do is we're going to assume that gamma equal to 1, because you can always do that. You can always scale it back so that the upper bound is equal to 1, so there's no loss of generality.